Welcoming to Alabama Tradition, the past, present, and future of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Alabama has finished up Tuesday practice, working down to another big scrimmage coming inside Bryant-Denny Stadium. Full pads again this afternoon. It's hot in Tuscaloosa. It is. I walked to my car and broke out of sweat a couple of minutes ago. Went out and made sure that my drink was still filled up. And hey, it's steamy, but this is where champions are made. And Alabama in August. It's hot always in August. But the 12th of the series of 27 has now concluded. 18 days away from Alabama-Miami. The two teams will meet inside of Atlanta. Chick-fil-A kickoff game. It's going to be a 2:30 game, and we don't have to worry about the weather because hot Atlanta is always hot as well. But Chick-fil-A kickoff game, they're 2:30 ABC, 2:30. Martin Houston is going to join me coming up in about probably about 30 minutes. So if you want to jump in, we can do that now at 205-342-9904. It's Alabama Tradition, the past, present, and future of the Alabama Crimson Tide. I figured I'd start today and just review. I'm not going to reveal privacy. It's not what I'm going to do. But I text a lot of people that have access that we don't have, and especially after yesterday, because the viewing period was always limited. But it's even going to become more limited, okay? I'm a pretty transparent guy. So when you look at viewing period, Texas is opening up. Alabama's shutting down when you think about the University of Alabama. So when I say that, and I don't say it in a derogatory manner because those guys have got to be able to do what they've got to do. Viewing period was not much as it is. I mean, you go out and you get individual drills. You get one-on-one drills. You get basic stuff. So you have to depend on people. You got to be able to text people. You got to be able to get people to give you information. You got to be able to get you to give you some inside information. And so you're always looking for that. The one thing that I have talked about multiple different people that have provided information to me is how good this defense really is in Tuscaloosa. You look at this, as it should be. You got 8 starters coming back. You have a 9th coming in that was a guy that was counted on, and he was the man. So you add all this together, and then you add the depth. You begin to look at Alabama's defense, and you say, what is the standard in current defensive era in college football? With everything that you calculate, rules against you, you know, what are the expectations? Pete Golding, yesterday, someone called in and shared that he was the number one defensive coordinator in all of college football. Now, that article was just based on opinion. It wasn't based on anything more than that. And we've talked about it in length when you look at this defensive side of the football. But every text message that I have shared with people that can give me little inside tidbits, it's almost like every message is, it has been started out with how good this defense really is. And at times, you even hear the rumblings that they've had to slow down because you want your offense to get reps. And I'm going to ask Martin Houston about this right now. Martin Houston, I hope all is well. Welcome into Alabama Tradition.
Glad to be in, Ryan, and I appreciate you. Yeah, you setting that, teeing that up, man. I mean that the defense. Are we finally going to get to see some resemblance of what we've come to expect as elite defenses, you know, because, Ryan, if you think about it, last year, by today's standards, was giving up, 17, 19 points, whatever, 19 points, number one in SEC. Normally, we would be excited about that type of defense with them being a number one ranking, but it didn't feel dominant. It didn't feel elite last year because of Florida and Ole Miss. And this year, you're wondering, what is it that's going to make it feel elite? And I heard you talking about the coverage. And, you know, of course, I think we have super talented coverage guys. Fine. But we also have a returning defensive front that Nick Saban says 8, 9, 10, 11 guys deep. And you remember how great the DBs were in 92? Well, that all started with Copeland and Curry up front. And I think that's what we're going to see even magnified and multiplied in this year's defense when it comes to how good they can really be in coverage, which is where you need to be great if you're going to be an elite defense in today's game.
Well, okay, but let me, and I'm sure that you know, all of us work the channels of trying to get inside information. But let me ask you this, because offense needs reps. Now, it's great to go up against defense quality, and you go up against this group, you're going to be better on Saturday because you're going up against this group. But at what point does it interfere? Because you also need quality reps. And if you've always got a Will Anderson or a Christian Harris or Henry or whomever, Fedarian Mathis or Tim Smith, or you could go through a million. I mean, whatever scenario. How much, at what point do you become concerned that you can't get enough reps? Yeah, you can go up against number two guys, but they're not your number one guys, but you're always disrupting. Do you worry about that at all? Maybe I'm stretching too much.
Well, I mean, no, you worry about it, but Ryan, you do use that time against the number twos to develop the execution. Okay, in other words, you know, if you're running, if you look at a typical practice, and there's, you know, you're gonna rep a play 10 times. You know, and Nick Saban's process is always, what does he always say, Ryan? We want to run it till you can't get it wrong.
Sure.
Not till you get it right, till you can't get it wrong. And that's how you do that against the number twos. And then when you go against the number one, it's just going to be best man on best man. Now, what they do, because what you don't want to do is make the offense, if it's an offense that's dominating, and I mean defense is dominating, and you're not getting really good reps on offense, you don't want to make the offense feel inferior. So what you do is, as a head coach, and you have them run against the ones, you may run more base stuff and not as many stunts and not as many coverages, so the offense can get some confidence. But
if I'm looking for confidence, I don't know how you, other than hiring a sports psychologist, how you get the outside offensive lineman confidence.
Give them, they give some victories, man. Hey, listen, I'm telling you that you know, what you do, Ryan, is see, that's a misnomer now. Understand, good offensive coordinators can take advantage of great pass rushers if they know how to call the game and the players know how to execute. But you have to have all of your offense in. And that's the difference a lot of times, Ryan, with offense and defense, especially early in camp, is the offense generally can't put as much, say the playbook is 100 plays, the offense can't get, you know, 40-50% in, while the defense may be at 80%. You see what I'm saying?
Sure.
And so over time, it makes it really difficult for, I mean, in the beginning, it can make it difficult for the offense, and that's why you see the offense usually catch up with the defense, is because they get more of their plays in. If you got great pass rushers, you just throw screens at them. You know, I mean, you let that guy that can beat you in the pass rush, you take advantage of that by letting him get up the field and throw a screen underneath. But if you don't have that in your playbook yet, then that guy wins, you know, 9 out of 10 times.
I think, Ryan,
the fact that the offense has some success tells me that even though we're really young on offense, we got some serious talent and weapons on that offensive side of the ball.
Okay. But let me go back to 92. You going up against those nasty defensive side of the football for Alabama, was it how much – because I want to talk about the psychological. I'm not talking about the talent because, you know, psychological is part of it. But how frustrating was it going up against that defense in practice?
It could be frustrating, but you know what, you get to the point, Ryan, and you begin to realize, and if you hear some noise, I'm out at Northridge High School, and there's bands and cheerleaders and football players everywhere, but what happens, Ryan, is over time you begin to realize, I need to have some success against this team, against them, but if I can have good to average to great success against them, then I'm going to dominate on Saturday. And that's what you see week in and week out.
Well, and that's the big part of the conversation when you look at the University of Alabama. Hey, you've also made this statement that and today we celebrated with Dreamland and knocked out some ribs. But you made a statement that kind of gave me a little thought process. When you look at Alabama's receivers, that depth-wise, you think they may be in line with what last year was able to accomplish.
Repeat that. Coach Vickery over here at Northridge High School riding by, so I can't hear you. So
he's distracted.
Roll that question again.
Yeah. Well, no, I was just asking about the wide receivers. You think that your confidence level in those guys, you have a lot of confidence in the group.
Oh, I think talent-wise, they're as gifted as any group we've ever had, from 1 through 7 or 8, whatever the number is. So it's pretty amazing. So,
well, they got a lot of different looks. Hey, if you need to go, we'll let you go.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to run in here. I think we're getting ready to introduce these guys. I'm over at Northridge. We play Sissy Valley this weekend. So I'm going to go in here, introduce these guys, and then I can jump back on if we go ahead and get it done, okay?
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, do that. Martin Houston.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Tell all Alabama fans I appreciate them being patient with me.
No. Absolutely. Thank you, Martin. Thank you, man. We'll put Martin there, and we'll go back to Martin as we travel throughout the show. But Martin is a couple of weeks ago. He told me, he said, I really enjoyed coaching high school football. He said, and I'm like, now hold on, because he calls Simeon, which is his youngest son. He called him the caboose, and he said the caboose is, that's what Simeon is now moved on, and he's entering. I think he's pretty much made it on Facebook, but. He's following in the footsteps of his dad when we talk about going through pastorship and learning and become helpful in so many different ways. But Simeon was part of Northridge last year, and Martin was telling me, he said, "Man, I miss it. I didn't realize how much I'd miss it." So he said, "I can be a contributor. I can go out and share." I think John Copeland is also part of that.
He was there last year.
He was. That's a pretty good little coaching staff that you've got there. And, hey, we'll see what the Jags are made of. Guys on 69 South. And, the other program that I'm looking at for high school football in this area is with Coach Weingarten at County High. They're tough. It's a hard classification. They're probably playing, I would imagine, I think there's 32 teams in 7A football. They're probably down in that lower 28, 29 when you look at classification. They're probably one of the smaller 7As because you got to remember, Sipsey branched off of that and went this way. So you took pretty much a 3 or 4A school out of one school. And so you went from one of the biggest in the state to one of the smallest when you look at that classification. But as you look at the things that they have brought from Auburn High School, and Coach was here at Hillcrest a couple of years ago, just pay attention because I see some familiar faces that he's putting back in that County High program, and I think they've just added to turf. I think they went turf in the last couple of days, so the field turf. So they're putting resources into County High, which, high school football –
there's a lot of good high school football in the area. You look at Hillcrest.
Could be better. I think it could be better.
Oh, it absolutely could. But we had four or five teams that we covered all last year that made it deep into the playoffs.
They did.
Hillcrest and Gordo both returned excellent quarterbacks. The coaching job that Pickens County has with Michael Williams, they got really close to. And T County's a hell of a team. They're just in one of the toughest regions in all of football.
And then Ryan Lolly, Gordo's always going to be there. So you start looking at West Alabama. When I first got to town, and I was spoiled because you had Central on 15th Street winning championships. You had County High, who went through all their players and not just ranked in the state. You got to remember, they beat Hoover's 3-year streak. So, and I'm saying beat them in a singular game, not a streak. But County was a top 25 team in high school football across the country. And they were for several years in USA Today's top 25. So you look at high school football back in the day, I was jealous the first 3 or 4 years that I arrived here. I mean, they were kicking butt and taking names. And
it can compete. like I would still say Birmingham's the top, Mobile Baldwin County's second, but when you compare Tuscaloosa and West Alabama
Huntsville.
With Huntsville,
yeah.
it's getting closer. There's some really impressive teams out of Huntsville, but the gap's closer than it has been in years past.
So maybe we're making a focus back. One thing about high school football that I was always told that was a limitation, that was an obstacle for these local coaches, is the amount of but Board of Education money for their assistant coaches that they could not build. Because you're competing against junior college teams in Thompson and Hoover, and you go look at their coordinators.
They joke and call themselves a university.
Absolutely.
Like,
sure.
That's
sure.
Serious.
So you're trying to figure out a way to make that gap up. And so you're going, okay, well, hey, I'm in Tuscaloosa. Let me go get a couple of these former guys. You got some guys that stayed in Tuscaloosa. Many of these competitors want to be a part of football. They want to share their knowledge because chances are if you talk to John or you talk to Martin or you talk to anybody that was former, Antonio Ford, which played at Holt, was head coach at Sipsey Valley, went to Auburn. Now he's a defensive coordinator. He played at Troy. Coach Ford is knowledgeable guy. So you see these guys are just paying into the system, paying into the program. I would love to see us get back to kicking some butt and taking some names. I'd also love to see Kennedy drop out of that 7A classification one day because this team would be dominant. And that was the part that maybe we missed a little bit is having that – listen, when you got together with Hillcrest and County High and the boys from Northport and the boys from 69 South and you tangled a little bit, and then you had Northridge and Bryant came on, Central was coming up. I mean, man, it was a slugfest every Friday night. So, and you guys are amping up the coverage. Tide109.com. We took our high school coverage last year to another level. Are you guys going to do that Friday?
Yeah, Kerry Clark and I, Friday Night Lights, starting this Friday, 6 to 9, immediately following your show.
So 6 to 9 Friday nights.
Yeah, and Brian Horn will take over the scoreboard show an hour following that.
Okay, so Bryant's going to do the scoreboard show. And then you guys are going to do Friday Night Light 6 to 9, which –
We also have Hillcrest Huddle tonight after Alabama tradition. So, no, it's getting real. High school football is here. Let's go.
Suit them up. Man, high school football – I know this is not a high school show, but high school football, it's like they're individual ambassadors for their community. They represent these little communities. I'm telling you, man, for those who are new to the area, go out to Gordo and watch high school football. And you walk out going, you know how much football means to that area.
But it's even cooler here. Like, growing up in Baldwin County, like, everybody, it was all different cities, right? And everybody was recognizable. Everybody had their traits based off of the different towns and cities. But here, it's you got six or seven, contenders that are vying between the Tuscaloosa and Northport areas and looking for bragging rights. And they almost all play each other. So there's a lot that goes into it. There's a lot of exciting
and a
play
close
there.
Proximity with all those
exactly,
schools.
Exactly. Yeah.
So yes,
and well, those schools out in the middle of nowhere, they'll pack your lunch too now.
No, they will. They will. I mean, and I know our listening area kind of reaches out to some parts of Pickens County. We've already talked about Fayette County's got a good group. Northside, which is the northern part of Tuscaloosa County, solid. So. And then you look at the private schools. We haven't touched American Christian Academy. They've won some football games over the course
of time.
They're
going to be interesting with their head coach stepping down.
Have you ever looked at – you ever watched 8-man football?
I have heard some stories, but no, I've never seen that. Nope.
I watched Tuscaloosa Christian plays in 8-man football. And it's different, but they don't have enough roster to play the other – But it's pretty competitive with the group that they play in. And I've been out many years ago. Hunter Christian was the coach out there. Anyway, hey, we're talking a little high school football. I got a guy that texted me and said, absolutely, Gordo. It is.
Dude, Tanner Bailey and that team, that they've brought enough firepower back. And you talked about Ryan Lawley. They came really, really close last year. I mean, really, really close.
And so I watched Ryan Lawley grow up in that system. Like, I was covering high school football from my show perspective prior to Ryan Lawley and watching him you know, like up and coming, and then now he's, you know, settled in there. No, but listen, and you go down to Hell County, pretty solid. Bibb County down in Duncanville, the Choctaws have usually pretty decent. Anyway, man, you got me thinking about high school football.
I'm just saying it's a lot more competitive than the perception is, and it helps to have good coverage of
no,
it,
no,
and that helps
no,
with the booster thing that no. you talked about as well. Gets morale high for players as well. When you treat it like it's important, you realize how incredible it really is.
We continue with more of the game. Martin Houston stepped away for just a couple of minutes. He's at a banquet introducing the part of Northridge. We'll continue with more of the game. Tide 100.9, the home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
Alabama football countdown clock is driven by Crawford Insurance, Tuscaloosa's low-cost auto insurer. Call 752-6489 for a free quote today.
Roll Tide! Roll Tide!
There are 18 days until Alabama football. You are listening to Alabama Tradition with Martin Houston and Ryan Fowler. Your connection to Tuscaloosa and the University of Alabama Athletics on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
About the Wharf, when you know we love to spend a lot of time outside, let me invite you to go see those guys since 1976. Any type of apparel that you're talking about, work in Western wear for the entire family. People in West Alabama work extremely hard. You got to have the apparel to match that with that 45-year tradition of serving West Alabama. Quality name brand work in Western wear for the entire family. And people, they look at high school football. It's the feeder system. For this, I mean, if you look at Nick Saban's dynasty, none of that could be accomplished without the great players. He's able to go out and convince these guys to come in and to be a part of what is happening here in Tuscaloosa. We were talking a little high school football, and hey, a little fun here, visiting with Martin Houston a couple of minutes ago. Let's go to Robert in Brookwood. Robert, good afternoon, man. You're in the game. Hey, roll time, man. Hold on, I'm not able to hear you, Robert.
Can you hear me now?
Limited.
What okay. about now?
Yeah, perfect. Beautiful. You sound like you're sitting here with me. Yeah, what's on your mind, Robert?
Glad to hear you talking about high school football.
I got you.
Except you're talking about Hillcrest, and that's the enemy.
Yeah,
I'm just playing. Good show today. I didn't get to listen to all of you. I did catch Brad Edwards' interview though. That was a good interview.
Hey, Brad was a lot of fun to be able to talk about there. And hey, it's high school football at its best. Tell me about the Brookwood Panthers up there.
Well, I think they're going to be better this year. They had a jamboree the other night, and they won it. They played North Jackson from North Alabama. And, of course, you don't show much in jamborees because, you know, you got the first game the next week. But I think they're going to be a lot better this year.
Sure.
In a tough region, you know, Hillcrest, Hueytown, McAdory, teams that have a lot of speed that we're not blessed with at Brookwood. But I think they're going to be a lot better.
Who's the coach up at Brookwood?
Coach Brammer, you speak of defensive coordinator at Hillcrest.
Okay.
His son is the punter for Notre Dame.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Well,
if you know who I'm talking about
now.
And then
no,
he had,
no, I do. Yeah.
Then he had two other sons that played baseball at Alabama.
Gotcha.
And, so it's an athletic family.
Well, hey, it's, high school football in West Alabama, maybe trying to find a way to make it on the upswing. So.
What are your Cowboys going to do this year?
Can we skip that? Well, why you got to pick on George Teague and us Cowboys?
Well, you know how I am about the Cowboys or the Cowgirls. That's Prescott. If he if he's healthy, they'll probably have a pretty good year, but you just don't know how he's going to recuperate from his injury he has.
Well, I backed off my Super Bowl prediction.
Well, I mean, that's like every year for the Cowgirls. Their fans say it's the Super Bowl, but it's been, God, you know, it's, I think, 96? Was that the last time they won one? 94?
Yeah, it's been a under, while.
It's going on 30 years, man. That's a long time.
I mean, we just put one of the head coaches from that dynasty into the Hall of Fame. So it's
Jimmy Johnson. He sure did.
Yeah, it was hey.
A lot of history there with him and Jerry Jones. You know, they were teammates at the University of Arkansas. And
hey, we're gonna get it back on track. We're but
eventually.
Yeah. Well.
Not
in your lifetime.
I mean, y'all just want to bend me over and, you know, spank me here. I mean, y'all keep taking shots at my Cowboys. I mean, hey, at least my college team will kick you in the teeth. Okay.
That's exactly right.
Hey. I may take a beating on one side, but hey, at least my college team will kick you in the teeth.
That's exactly right, and I like what you said. This is something we'll never see again, and he's built up such a talent pool that even when he does retire, the year or two, possibly three, even after that, are still going to be very good years.
Sure. Sure.
And it won't fall off as long as you get the right coach in here that can keep the recruiting going. It's not going to fall off.
Did you hear earlier when Brad said this? He said, I think this program is no doubt headed in the right direction, but it's also like you could make an argument that they're improving. Now chew on that for a minute.
Well, it was amazing what you said, a five-star athlete that was sitting on the bench. What was that you were saying about it?
Robert, talent. Robert, there's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
That's
just amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a bunch of them. There is a bunch of five stars. When go through the roster, like when Nick Saban gives us that depth chart, it'll be 2 weeks. It'll be leading in that Monday. He always gives us a depth chart. It's a generic piece of paper. Nothing fancy, no graphics, nothing. Just a plain index piece of paper. It says, you know, the depth chart. And it's you go through it and you look at the five stars that are just kind of waiting to get there. But
well, real quick before I go, Ryan, do you really think Georgia's for real?
I hope not.
In here, it's just this is their year. They stockpiled pot talent just like Alabama. And, I think we said during the summer, if they can't do it this year, when are they going to do it?
Yeah. No, well, and, hey, Kirby's going to Kirby, as I heard on the radio. And, you know, that's a part of, it may become an adjective. You know, we called Clemsoning a couple of years ago, right?
Yeah.
Kirby has made some. Listen, if you ever get Nick Saban against the ropes and you don't beat him, as a fan base, win. And if you're able to take this time, you know, they got the quarterback. They got JT Daniels. And, hey, Robert, I appreciate you, man. I'm not buying in Georgia. I'm not there. But,
I got you.
Hey, Martin Houston's going to rejoin me on the other side. Also, we were talking about high school football, and Ethan Crawford's dad is on hold as well. So we're going to work him into the conversation. Tide 100.9, the home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
Hot! It's awesome. You're having a fun. Have some fun, man.
Talking Alabama Crimson Tide football on Alabama Tradition with Martin Houston and Ryan Fowler in Tuscaloosa on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Because we'll be screaming now. We can be heroes everywhere we go. We can have all that we ever want.
So we'll bring Martin back in. Martin was out of Northridge and getting introduced as the conversation there. Martin Houston, former fullback at the University of Alabama, part of our lineup each morning starting at 6 a.m. Martin, we were talking a little high school football when you kind of gave a segue into high school football, and that's what we were sitting here talking about, and we ended up turning this into a high school football show, and I'm going to bring in another guy that's going to that was listening and just happened to chime in. So we're going to bring him into the conversation as well. So let's go down to Hillcrest a little bit. So we're talking a little Northridge. Got to get Hillcrest a little publicity here too. So Ethan Crawford's dad. Mr. Crawford, good afternoon. You're in with Alabama Tradition with Martin and Ryan.
Good evening, guys. First and foremost, go Pat. And Roll Tide, most definitely.
No doubt.
But
no doubt.
2 days in a wake up, baby. And the Pat's gonna roll.
2 days in a wake up, okay?
That's it.
Okay. Who do you guys have first out of the gate?
You got Homewood.
Ooh, yeah. Traditional.
Hey, Mr. Crawford. Mr. Crawford, this is Martin. Hey, is Ethan a junior or a senior?
He's a junior.
That's what I thought. That young man has been playing a lot of ball for a long time and continuing to get better. And even though we're competitors, he's fun to watch, but sometimes he's heartbreaking to watch. I go back to last year when we played him, and we thought we had him sacked, and he ran around and broke loose, and he got away from that, and then all of a sudden he threw a pass, and it looked to us that he was throwing it away, but he was actually throwing it high enough for his receiver to run up under it and catch it on that first touchdown drive last year against Northridge. But as we watched him and seen him, and congratulations on the type of young man he is and the type of player he is, and hopefully he's going to get the respect. I know you didn't call up for this, but hopefully he's going to get some of that recruiting love and respect that I think he deserves and hasn't been sent his way enough yet. And hopefully this year it all adds up.
Thanks a lot, man. And we taking it all in stride, man, and just staying focused. Anytime I talk to him about it, he just want to talk about a championship for Hill, Chris. And he said everything else will come.
Hey, Mr. Crawford, how long has he been starting at Hillcrest?
He started his freshman year at 14 years old.
Yep.
Okay, Martin, was this the guy that we saw a couple of years ago in the playoffs? You and I went down to Hillcrest, and we saw him.
That's why I said it seems like he's been playing forever. But I wanted to verify. I thought he was still a junior, Ryan, and – Mr. Crawford, I know you can't give away any secrets, but how has the transition been for him with the new coach and different kind of approach to the game?
Oh, they love him. We all love him, man. Coach
okay, good.
Old school, and just took him in, and we love him to death, man. He's hard-nosed. He's like one of the coaches that coached me when I was coming up, and we just...
That's why I asked that question, because I knew that it came, I think it was from Shades Valley, and I knew he was old school and kind of different approach, but has had success at a lot of places. So
Right. We was kind of devastated when Coach Adam left, but Coach Mitchell came in and calmed us down, and now he's captain of the
ship. Okay.
Well, there's a great support system at Hillcrest, and the fans are very passionate about football in 69 South. Went to church with a ton of people that are affiliated with Hillcrest, and man, they love their Patriot football, and one of the very few indoor practice facilities in the area, which is always kind of cool.
Right.
Just kind of shows you the level of dedication. But, Coach?
I always listen to you guys, and I heard y'all on the radio, and my blood started boiling when y'all was talking about the season coming up. And I said, I got the call, man. I Google Tide 100.9.
Well, good. Thank you. We appreciate the support. And
absolutely.
We love to... to cover high school football, I know Martin's from Cherokee County. I'm from a little small school up in North Alabama, and we were talking about high school football. And I think Jacob had made the comment about, trending back, in that right direction. And, you know, hey, maybe this is a turnaround. So we really appreciate you calling in, and best of luck to you for Ethan. If anything we can help to raise his level of interest, please let us know.
Thank you, guys, man.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Crawford.
Ethan Crawford's dad just happened to be listening. Hey, Martin, I know you were getting introduced at Northridge. Let me give you the segue. So when you
– yeah,
because we were here in the band, and Jacob and I got talking about high school football in West Alabama, and I was telling him, I said, you know, just speaking of high school football, I said, you know, what a great ambassador it is for the communities. You and I came from small communities up in North Alabama. We didn't have anything else better to do, nothing. Okay, Friday night was and poor old Martin's family used to run all over us. I mean, Houston's destroyed us for about 15, 20 years in a row. I think they're finally done. There is more Houston's coming through Cherokee County, thank the Lord. But
actually, I just got a video this weekend of my great nephew. It's Herschel Houston's son. So, and Hershey and I were teammates. Herschel was the nephew that took us to the state playoffs at Legion Field. So this is his son. So you get a break, but Ryan, remember my mom was 1 of 26. So I got plenty of cousins that may have a different name that y'all still have to deal with up that way.
Hey, like I said, man, we've been knocked out of the playoffs quite a few times by the last name of Houston. But no, what we're talking about, Martin, is it's just high school football, and what a chance, man. There's some life lessons on that football field. But we were just talking about communities here in West Alabama, and you know, Jacob made the comment, and I don't know anything to back it up, but he said, you know, he feels like it's an upswing here. And I was talking about when I first arrived in Tuscaloosa, you had Central Tuscaloosa kicking butt and taking names. I mean, you had County High that was ranked in the top 25 in USA Today. You had Hillcrest and what they're doing. You had Bryant Northridge, who had just separated, and Bryant made the playoffs, I think, the first year that they were a school system running that Notre Dame box. So we were just talking about, you know, Gordo's always been consistent. And so Jacob and I struck in a conversation of saying, hey, it may be a little bit of an upswing. You got things going well in 6-9 South. You guys, County High seems to be headed in the right direction.
I would agree that overall I think it has to be important to the school system, Ryan. And it can't be an adversary to the academic thing. And it has to be important to those who fund it and all of that. And I think that's been part of the struggle with football in Tuscaloosa. And, you know, they made a change a couple of years ago, Ryan, that you could pay community coaches. That's the reason that I'm able to go out there. I mean, I would have helped, but I don't know that I would have been able to dedicate as much time. But from a standpoint, I'm a paid community coach. Last year, John Copeland was a paid community coach at Northridge. Another guy named Rob Hall. We were all coaches, and all three of us had college experience at SEC, ACC level programs. Well, when you infuse that type of experience and knowledge and know-how into a high school program, it gets better, man. First of all, Northridge had been doing their job with half the staff. You know what I mean? And then that staff was some of those guys that were on that staff were college guys or intern guys. And so Northridge goes and they get better last year. Well, if they get better, guess what happened? More kids come out the next year. You bring those coaches back. Northridge this year returning on offense, Ryan, we're returning 9 players.
Oh, wow.
9 starters. I'm sorry, not 9 players, 9 starters. And even more if you go into the 2 deep. I believe I have 3 of the best running backs. I wouldn't trade my 3 running backs for any running backs in this state. I believe they're that good, Ryan. I think I'm coaching 3 guys that could play – you know, D1 ball at some level. And then you look at what happened at Hillcrest. They're consistently good and got a lot of talent. and they bring in a coach who has some experience. Then you look at County High, they brought in Weingartner. Weingartner from Auburn, and you know, and his staff at Auburn had three or four head coaches. Well, some of those some of those coaches came back, including, you know, Antonio Ford, who, you know, was a head coach. Yeah, and so, yeah, and so you start adding that in, programs start getting better, you know, and the better programs get, the better the whole area gets, because more kids enjoy it, more kids start playing. And like I said, I think that one of the biggest changes was just the support that the community, the school system allowed the coaches to go out and bring in more coaches and get more help, because imagine coaching, you know, 100 guys or 50 guys even and not having enough to coach them.
Well, and let me also, and I know we spend a lot of time talking about college football, but let me pat our team here at Tide 100.9 a little bit on the back, because we have enhanced our high school coverage here at Tide 100.9. If you download the Tide 100.9 app, I know Jacob's Friday night show, Bryant's going to be doing the school board show. Captain Ray has done that show for several years. When you look at Hillcrest Huddle, which is a show that's going to air immediately following this show, will be dedicated to all of Hillcrest football. And, you know, publicity and raising interest, you know, the media serves a role, just like it does with college football. So, you know, we're proud to be here in West Alabama. And a lot of the coverage, you know, involves high school football on Tide109.com. So, Martin, let me break here. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the loose ends. Alabama tradition, the past, present, and future of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Partially sunny this afternoon, just the chance of a few isolated showers through the evening hours. The high today, 86, the low tonight, 73. For tomorrow, partially sunny, the chance of an afternoon thunderstorm in scattered spots. The high tomorrow at 89. I'm James Spann on the ABC 3340 Weather Center on Tide 100.9. It's 90 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
The host of the game, Ryan Fowler, and the host of the Martin Houston Show, Martin Houston, have combined to offer a show filled with in-depth analysis of Alabama football and more. Alabama Tradition broadcasts live on Tide 100.9 every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. and is available live and on playback on numerous affiliates around the Southeast. Check out alabamatradition.com for a list of affiliates, as well as other great content.
This is not another story. This is not another drill.
All right, so let's go back to a little Alabama Crimson Tide football. We talked a lot of high school football there and spent a lot of time breaking it down there. Martin, I want to go back to the second scrimmage. The first scrimmage, Nick Saban made the point. I know you've talked about it. I've talked about it with the limitations of not a lot of contact. And, you know, leading into the second scrimmage, man, this second scrimmage is going to be awfully important, because at some point you got to decide on who's your guys on that offensive line or wherever the competitions exist, and you got to start focus on those reps and getting some game prep in.
Yeah, Ryan, I think you know, from a physicality standpoint, Ryan, I don't know if that's as much of the problem. I think when you add that to the fact that you're not able to get those multiple days, multiple practices and multiple days, that's where it really hurts. Ryan, they're in week two of practicing, and we had practiced this many times. What, they're on, what, the seventh practice?
12. Yeah.
They've had 12?
Yeah, today was 12.
12. So, God, I'll tell you how off my days are. But say 12 practices. I remember one year we had 3 days of three-a-days and then went to two-a-days. And so in 3 days, we had nine practices. And in 5 days, we had, you know, 13 practices. And then we had a scrimmage. You see what I'm saying?
Sure.
I mean,
sure.
Like one of those practices, and 3 days sounds, it is bad, don't get me wrong. Well, the first practice of the day was just special teams.
Okay. So then when we went to the other two practices, we were putting in offense and defensive plays and repping them out. And so now they can't hit as much and they don't have as many days. And that's what he was saying, difficult circumstances. For those guys who've never had that, I guess it'll be just what it is. But when you're a coach that has a system and a process that you've been putting things in a certain way, I don't know if he realized how big of impact it would have until he saw it Saturday. But this next practice, they have got, you're right, they will start, you know, setting some depth charts. And even though he don't like to call them that, he'll start putting some names in some pecking orders after this next one.
Hey, Martin, I'll leave you with this. Got about 90 seconds left in the show. Yesterday, Alabama was awarded the number one team in the AP. When you look at the top 20, the history all time, Alabama's had 131 times they've been ranked at number one. 100 of those have come in the Nick Saban era. Brad Edwards came in earlier and shared a book with us, Bama Dynasty, and he said, when you look at the University of Alabama and the numbers that they've made at the AP number one spot, when you just look at, you know, just from an Alabama perspective, what Nick Saban has done in 14 years outranks everybody else of what they've been able to accomplish in the history of their programs. So, in other words, you just take this 14-year sample size and compare the rest, Alabama surpasses all of those other schools. That's blows my mind to think about that. Anyway, about 30
Ryan, listen to this in comparison to our neighbor down the road, Auburn.
Oh,
they've been number one 9 times in the history of their program. Nick Saban has been number one, 12, 13, 14 consecutive years in a row?
It's a good time to be an Alabama fan, my friend. It's a good time to be an Alabama fan.
Yes, it is.
That's Martin Houston. You can hear him mornings beginning at 6 a.m. We're going to shut down Alabama tradition. Hillcrest Huddle coming up in a couple of minutes right here on Tide 100.9. Good night, T-Town.
It's the